Minnesota News Network. Good afternoon, I'm Brent Palm. Republican candidate for governor Chris Madel is dropping out of the race. Madel officially ended his campaign in a video this morning.
I cannot support the National Republican stated retribution on the citizens of our state, nor can I count myself a member of a party that would do so. I support the originally stated goals of Immigration's and Customs Enforcement's Operation Metro Surge. But Operation Metro Surge has expanded far beyond its stated focus on true public safety threats.
Madel also said it's unconstitutional to weaponize criminal investigations against political opponents and for ICE to raid homes with only a civil warrant. President Donald Trump says he's sending border czar Tom Homan to Minnesota to oversee ICE operations. Trump called him tough but fair and said Homan will report directly to him. Trump also claimed there's a major investigation underway into the alleged $20 billion welfare fraud in Minnesota, though state and federal officials have not confirmed it. Renewable fuel advocates are disappointed. The U.S. House Appropriations package did not include a provision allowing year-round sales of E15. Brian Werner of the Minnesota Biofuels Association says this could block summertime E15 sales in 42 states.
What it means is, you know, we've got record high production that we really need additional market support to bring those corn prices up. And E15 is one way we can do that with absolutely no cost to the federal government.
A new EPA rule allows Minnesota and seven other Midwestern states to sell E15 year-round. But the other 42 would need an emergency waiver for E15 sales from June to mid-September. Minnesota Timberwolves coach Chris Finch got emotional Sunday talking about the killing of Alex Pretty by federal agents in Minneapolis. Finch says the team stands in support of our great community.
It's sad to watch what is happening. On the human level, certainly as somebody who takes great pride being here, and you know, I know a lot of our players feel the same. You know, they all love being here, and it's just hard to watch what we're going through.
Finch says playing basketball Saturday didn't seem like the right thing to do after the shooting of Pretty. Well, the Timberwolves are hoping to snap a season-long five-game losing streak when they play Golden State tonight at Target Center. The Wolves lost to the Warriors 111-85 yesterday. And the Golden Gopher women's basketball team routed Wisconsin 88-53 Sunday at Williams Arena. This is MNN.